Hey.
Just thought I'd come over to this side.
Yeah, the bride's table is getting... Let's say filled with champagne.
You're easy on the eyes. I thought I'd come over here.
Don't act like you haven't been checking me out, too.
Ever since rehearsal, I might add.
God, how are the groom's persons?
Yeah, I haven't seen three of them in about an hour, so
I figured that that's what had happened. Please tell me somebody has eyes on the best man, though. That dude was loaded on stage.
Did you hear the speech that he gave?
I know, but your eyes kind of glazed over after, I think, 15 minutes.
God. Oh, he's so messy.
Sorry, that was mean. I know you guys must be friends. No? Okay, well, I hear about him from Karen all of the time. Did you ever think your buddy was going to be marrying a girl named Karen? Yeah, we give her shit for it all the time. She's super nice, though. We have to put her in check every once in a while, though. No, they'll be great. I'm not worried about them at all. I am worried about the best man who is
obviously in love with her. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Messy as hell.
But, as long as somebody's watching him so he doesn't, like, confess his undying love. Weddings are always so full of drama. Thank God for receptions. So,
do you want to get out of here?
Yeah, I was thinking, like, maybe we could,
I don't know, go somewhere a little quieter. Somewhere more fun.
Come on.
Everyone at this reception is so totally drunk.
They won't even notice if we slip away.
We can smoke or, you know. I think that I can grab that bottle of Jack Daniels off of the bride's table.
Nobody's using it.
We can just shoot the shit or get up to no good. Besides, you've been eye-fucking me all night.
Don't even try to deny it.
I've seen you. And this dress is getting really oppressive. Oh yeah, in fact, they made us wear fucking silk. I'm dying. I need somebody's help to get out of it. So, what do you say, handsome? You down?
Oh my god, I didn't think you'd actually say yes. I like you. Okay.
So, we can't leave at the same time or it'll be too obvious. So, I'm gonna leave and go to the bathroom that's on the other side of the reception hall.
Yeah.
You go out the doors and then you turn left. Yeah, nobody's been using that one because it's so far away. And you come find me in 2 minutes.
Okay.
All right, then. Hey there, handsome.
There you are. I was starting to think you weren't going to show.
Just getting ready to give up and go to my car. Here. Do you smoke? No, oh, sorry, I'll put it out. But I know you drink, so I've got backup. There you go. Yeah, the Karen gave us all shooters and our little bridesmaids thank you bag. Tequila, not as much my style. Bottoms up. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Oh, fuck me. Ah. Yeah, I'm fine. It's a little tipsy. No, I'm okay, I swear. I am fully aware of everything that I'm doing. Now I haven't gotten that drunk in, God, don't ask me how many years. What about you? You a big partier? No. Huh. How'd you meet the groom then? That's like all he does. No, he's a great dude. You think I would let my friend marry somebody who I thought was, like, that shallow? No. Nah, it just seems like... I don't know, like, he used to go out and do stuff, and now it seems like he likes to party a lot. I think that Karen makes him really, like, happy and settled and stuff. So he's just happy to just hang out with people. Yeah, it's kind of heartwarming and shit. You ever thought about that? Settling down. Come on, we're at a wedding. Everybody thinks about it. Someday? Bluff me. I don't know. I'm kind of impulsive. Yeah, I do things like invite cute grooms people into the bathroom and bring in a couple of shooters of tequila. Yeah. Not settled at all. I think anybody who I was with would have to be somebody who enjoyed going on adventures a lot. And not just like in a Tinder profile kind of way, like, I like going on adventures. Shut up. No, you don't. You just want to go hiking. Just fun and all, but it's not like the shit that I do. Well, last summer, I had $300 left in my bank account and I lost my job because the company closed down. And I decided to take those $300 and move to Thailand for 3 months. So, yeah, it was actually really fun. I learned zero Thai. I tried really hard. But everybody was really nice and kept talking to me in English and just kind of like sympathetically patting me on the arm when I tried to speak the local language. So I guess I was pretty bad. And I stayed there until I ran out of cash, and then I busted out my credit card and took a plane home. Still paying that off. And let's see. The way that me and Karen met. She ever told you? Well, so we were 13 and we were next door neighbors. And there was this neighbor down the street from us who had this dog who it was the sweetest dog you've ever met in your life. I swear to God. Like, he was this like brown, like Rottweiler mix thing. And he would just come up to you and he would have his little tail wagging and his tongue sticking out. And he always knew when you were like down, and he would bust out of the house and he would come and like show up at your front door. He just kind of ended up being a neighborhood dog. Well, the lady in that house ended up marrying this real douchebag and he hated that dog, so he kept like letting it out on purpose. And so me and Karen, for a while, because the dog was out so much, we both thought that the dog was ours. Because both of our families were like, we'll take it in. But it would get out all the time, and eventually we figured out that it was getting out, quote unquote, to the other person's house. And one day the guy is driving past, and I guess he gets like second thoughts about letting this dog out of the house, and he picks it up and he puts it back in his backyard. And for a couple months, we were like really sad because, it technically wasn't our dog. But then, well, this part isn't funny, but what happened afterwards was we found out that he was kind of a dick to the dog as well. Like, we would hear him shouting at it and like being mean to it. And we ended up seeing each other at school and coming with this plan to break the dog out of the yard. And so both of us were way too short to scale the wall. So we got a bunch of rope from my dad's garage and we made like a grappling hook to like get over the side of the fucking fence, and that poor dog, it was so heavy and we were so weak. And but we did manage to get it over the fence, and we ended up putting it at Karen's house. We named him Lucky. And Karen's parents are always a little more chill than mine, so when we asked them not to let this neighbor know that we had taken the dog, they agreed. And yeah, so we stole a dog. Yeah, he didn't come looking for it again after that. I think he was. Ugh. They ended up moving out like a couple of months later. But I never saw him looking around the neighborhood for that dog again, so I don't think he missed him that much. Which is good, because Lucky didn't miss him at all. Lucky's really old now. He still hates guys. Oh my god, I'm like, oh my god, I'm being like a very stereotypical drunk girl in a bathroom telling you my life story. Oh my god, you poor thing. You probably thought I was bringing you in here to hook up. And I want to be clear, that is still totally my intention, if you're down. Oh, yeah? Yeah, even after hearing my sad dog story? Yeah, happy ending, but You're really cute. I like the groom's people outfits way more than ours. At least you guys got to wear just silk shirts. Although, the tie looks a little tight. Think I could loosen it for you? just pull right here. And then it comes off really easily. Cute and a kiss good. Jackpot. Hey, at the risk of being a little too dirty, I wonder how your mouth feels somewhere else. Well, that is not the reaction I expected, but you want me to get up on the counter? Oh, right against the wall, huh? Don't waste any time, cutie. Get to work. Oh yeah, bathroom tile's cold. Yeah. I should know, it's usually me on my knees. Well, maybe later on I will. Yeah, just push it up. I'm not wearing any. Come on, you try being in this hot as fuck dress and wearing underwear too. You die. Besides, now there's nothing in your way. Fuck. That's right. I bet your mouth feeling good other places. Although having me standing up for this is just cruel. God, fuck, you have a good face for grinding against, do you know that? Fuck, you're gonna make my knees go weak. Fuck, shit. What? What's wrong? How are you stopping? They are not gonna hear me. Nobody's gonna come down here. Okay. Fine. Then get up here. Put your hand over my mouth and make me be quiet. Oh, right over the sink. You're so dirty.
That's a little too high. I'm too short.
Up against the wall works very well for me. Let me pull my skirt a little higher. So you can slide in. Fuck, why does that feel so fucking deep from this ankle? Are you okay? I'm not too heavy. Okay. Sorry. Hand. Back over my mouth, I'm gonna fucking scream. What else? You can come inside me. Don't be scared, cutie. I'm on birth control. I swear to God. Pack is in my purse. You can look. Ah! I'm gonna feel you come inside me. That's fucking warm. Yeah. You put me down. Your poor arms. That was unexpectedly good. Don't look so insulted. Doesn't always go well when you drag a stranger into a bathroom with you. Oh, you got a little right here. I'll get it for you. Just there we go. Don't want anybody to see any evidence on your face after all. How's mine? Is my makeup like all over the place? My lipstick. Oh, God. Here, mess it up a little bit more before I wipe it all off. Oh, in your pants. I think they're over. Oh, they're over here. Here you go. We should probably get back before anybody misses us. After party? I wasn't even aware there was one. Oh, highly exclusive, huh? How many people are you inviting? Just me. That's at your place? Hey. I might just be interested. Let's get out of here, you dork.